Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
I feel like I'm alive and there.
cavemen.
You better.
Cave women.
Hush.
Neanderthal.
Hush.
Troglodytes.
Somebody's calling my name.
Yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
To the east, my brother, to the east.
To the east, my brother.
Brother to the east.
To the east, my brother, to the east, yeah.
To the east, my brother, to the east.
To the east, my brother, 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 to the east.
Yes, I'm that kind of nigga. The one you fear, be scared, you can't figure. The one that has the finger on the trigger, boom. In the cut, zoom. In the darkness, the halo, the moon. Step into your real soon. Ah, check the blackness. Me before those actors the lightness. Masturbating, masquerading, and you'll call yourself righteous. Follow me, a peripheral missionary and arch witness. Having intercourse with a nation of darkness. Books with worms, Jerry's with last names like Perms. Niggas, get your hands off your crack, come to terms with yourself. If you don't get any bigger, pink caddy driving, black boots stomping, yes, I'm that kind of nigga. Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say?
Yeah, I'm just a pro-black nigga and I'm doing this. And you just watch me, clock me to see if I continue this. In the ways of the caddy, I survive like a pimp. No jerry curls, wave perms, or crimps. The ever nappy so set in the mood. I'll raise my fuel for my firm attitude. Walking through the streets with my war cry steer. Certain folks know what means doom when they hear. My firm black boots and no spurs attached. But let me give a second, cause I might detach ya. My black boots, if you confuse. I lose my peoples in the words you choose. Provider, what's wrong, my man, what you think? Except my back, so how the hell you just think? And yet you wanna be down, clown. So many wanna be down with the illogical odd. Stepping through your K-boy crew. You nest the wars with your bull hair too. Media weapon, news at 11. Paper at 6 or systematic tricks. And that's why I do what I do. Say how I feel so you get it on the real. True to any rapper will subdue. Try to cut some petty business and submit my whole crew. But front page, cause outrage. There's no gauge cause it's time for the Mac. Tune in your radio, video, stereo and all that. To the vibes of the pro-black. It's like that as I wind up my wrist. Check out the smack of the scientific fist. Born on a level to the east I flow. Cause the freedom or death, there's no choice, you know. Still on the topic of the PRO. I wanna pass a verb, fix it, brother PXO.
Over and under as I progress to this. Got no time to be hanging out with humanists. Raise a flag, five the tag, the hand clutch the fist. Serving nationally comes the diss. Humanity keep us witness, we bread heaters. Milwaukee, the brutality, how can you dismiss? So, off to the road we go, you know. Follow the pro-nigga flow. Off to the road, you know we go. Follow the pro-nigga flow. For you and yours, legislation. Past purpose agitation. By way of the old order emancipation. Zoom, 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 revelation. Cometh pro-black dedication. The solution, revolution, evolution, the conclusion, the trigger. Please elect my take a swigger. And if you don't get any bigger, yes, I'm that kind
yeah,
of nigga.
To the east, my brother, to the east.
To the east, my brother, to the
come
east.
Come on, to the east, my brother, to the east, yeah.
To the east, my brother, to the east.
To the east, my brother, to the east, yeah.
To the east, my brother, to the east, my brother, to the east, my brother, to the
yeah.
East.
Revolution, evolution, a solution. No amendments and burn the Constitution. You check the authors, a bunch of old wiggers who strategize extension of the them sick and make them shiver when it comes nighttime, yeah. A boom bat with a pro-black slap to all systematic dudes, all Irish dudes, jazz, yeah. You hear me? Boy, you better make way. Enough action and totally nothing to say. And here's a message to the Rainbow Crew and the fearless leader, Captain Human. Revolution is not humanism, individualism and not separatism. Hey, point blank, livinism is a check, cause there's just some things that I never forget. I remember green suits on a black mayor. I remember 9mm child players. I remember all the times that you call me an animal, but in my walk it is a cannibal. Check it, some of the things that you just don't figure, cause it gets a lot blacker and a whole lot bigger. No matter night stick or bring your brick trigger, our nation is protected by some pro-black niggas.
Making note of some minors, I'm not talking baseball, because if I was, Brother Jay, we'd be playing professional. You're 9 innings to a baseball game. By the way, is it humanity or is it vanity? Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the key on the road again. City. And you don't stop.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It's at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk in WNBA basketball. All right.
All right, G Money.
WNBA basketball. Yep. The first round of the WNBA basketball playoffs played yesterday, and the Las Vegas Golden Aces won the first round of the basketball playoffs. So give it up for the gold for the Las Vegas Aces. Yeah, go girls, yeah, do it like that, that's right. Winners of the first round, the first game of the first round of the playoffs. And who played in the second game of the first round? It was team number three, the Connecticut somebody, played team number six. And what was the outcome of that game, DJ?
Right, that was the Connecticut Sun versus the Minnesota Lynx. And team number three, the Connecticut Sun, beat the Minnesota Lynx 90-60. So the Connecticut Sun is up one game, one out of three, in round one, and the Las Vegas Aces are also up one game out of three in round one.
What was the score of the Las Vegas Aces game? I want everybody to hear this.
Las Vegas Aces won 87-59.
Woo! They put a butt whooping in. That's right, Aces. Play ball, girl. That's what you're there for. All right. Yep. So they won the first game of the three-game playoffs. So we'll see if they win. They play again on Friday, right? They play tomorrow?
No, they play again on Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. So we'll have the Las Vegas Aces playing against team number eight on Sunday, and the Connecticut team will be playing also on Sunday. So they will be playing their game two on Sunday. Now we have somebody that plays tonight or plays tomorrow. Team number
two tomorrow,
okay, and that's the New York Liberty is playing tomorrow against.
That's correct.
Team number, they're playing against team number seven, and who's team number seven?
It's team number, let's see here, it's the New York Liberty versus the Washington Mystics. So, yeah, team number two and team number seven. Washington Mystics are in seventh place.
Okay, and they'll be playing tonight, or they play, yeah, they play
tomorrow.
Tonight. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. They play Friday. So we'll see if the New York Liberties can win their first game in the playoffs. Hopefully they can because they're a good team. I'm rooting for the Liberties to play well. All right. And who else is going to play tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
With the Liberties. Yeah. What's team?
Fourth
team
Dallas.
Four is playing five tomorrow.
Place Dallas Wings are playing fifth place Atlanta Dream.
Okay. Who do we think is going to win that? Is four going to beat five? Or is it going to be close?
Yeah, I'd put my money on Dallas, the Wings. I'd put my money on the Dallas Wings.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens when we, who's playing tonight? Is somebody playing
Nobody.
Tonight? Nobody's playing tonight.
No
okay.
One.
So the next games will be on Friday. So we won't have any outcome
right on
Friday's game until Monday. Okay, so
right on...
Okay, so that's it for the WNBA basketball because we need to get to the NFL because they got an NFL game tonight that we need to talk about. NFL is week number two is playing tonight. So who's playing tonight, DJ?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do with the NFL. Since it's the beginning of week two, we can go through all the games, and you can, G-Money, you can pick your winners for all the games. How about that?
For the whole weekend? Everything all the way through Sunday? Oh, okay. I thought we were just going to do the games on Sunday on Friday. But you want to do all the games on
too.
No, we can do it on Thursday. Okay. Because we still got baseball to talk about, and we got games, a lot of baseball games. So, okay, if you want to go through all of my picks for the NFL for all of the games for this week, that's Thursday and then Sunday's game. And are we picking Monday, too?
All 16. So game number one is tonight. It's the Minnesota Vikings playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. And they're giving the Vikings six and a half
Philly.
Points.
I'm taking Philadelphia for the win.
Okay. Total points is 48.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game because I think both of them have a good defense. So thinking Philadelphia is just going to score a couple of touchdowns. I don't know if Minnesota is going to have an offense to play against the Philadelphia Eagles. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to have a high-scoring game. But I know Philly will win. And what's the point spread? That's what I want to know. What are they saying the point spread is going to be?
They gave the Vikings, I said they gave the Vikings 6.5 points.
6.5 points. Okay.
Right.
Well, Philadelphia is going to beat the 6.5 spread. So they'll win the game by more than 6 points. So they'll beat the spread. Philly will beat the spread.
Right. Okay. And so the total points is 48. Will it be over or under?
It'll be under 48 points.
Okay, so it's Eagles and under. Game number two, the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Ravens 3 points.
Well, you know, I picked this game in my apartment complex playoffs, and I picked Cincinnati to win, but I forgot that Baltimore, the Ravens have a real good team. Cincinnati isn't playing good right now because their quarterback is not playing good. So I picked Cincinnati to win, but I think on this pool, I want to pick Baltimore to win. And what's the point spread?
What are the total points?
I wanted to know what's the point spread. How many points are they giving Cincinnati? Because I know Cincinnati points.
I said, Greg, I said they gave the Ravens 3 points.
Oh, the Ravens got 3 points. Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking the Ravens and 3. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 46.
Uh, Oh, that's going to be interesting. I think Baltimore is going to score a lot of points, but I don't think Cincinnati is. So I'm going to take under 46 points.
All right, Ravens and under. Game number three, the Seattle Seahawks are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit. And listen carefully, they're giving the Seahawks 4.5 points.
And they're playing Detroit?
In Detroit, yeah.
Said?
They're playing the Lions in Detroit.
And they're giving Seattle 3 points.
4.5 points.
I think Detroit is going to win the game. So I think they'll beat the spread 3 points. And
four and
what's
a half.
The total points? Huh? What's the total point?
You keep saying the spread is 3 points, and I keep correcting you and telling you it's 4.5.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Detroit and the 4 points, the 4.5 points. So Detroit will beat the spread. And what's
okay.
the total point
total
for
points
the game?
Total points is 47.
47. It's going to be over. 47 points.
Okay, Lions and over. Game number four. The Indianapolis Colts are playing the Houston Texans in Houston. And they're giving the Colts 1.5 points.
Okay. I'm taking Houston with the win. And what's the total point?
39.
It'll be under 39 points. So it'll be
okay,
Houston and under.
Game number five, Chicago Bears are playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Bears 2.5 points.
I'm going to take the Bears for the win because I think they'll beat the spread. And what's the total point?
40.
No, it's going to be under 40 points. It'll be Bears for the win, and it'll be under 40 points.
Okay, Bears and under. Game number six, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 3.5 points.
I'm going to take Kansas City for the win, and they'll beat the point spread. And what's the total point?
Total points is 51.
Jacksonville didn't score that many points this week. I mean, Kansas City didn't score that many points. And I don't know if Jacksonville is going to score anything against Kansas City. So I'm going to take Kansas City and the under for the total point.
All right, Chiefs and under. Game number seven, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Packers 1 point.
They're giving the Packers 1 point. I'm going to take Atlanta for the win. for the win, and they'll beat the point spread. And the total points for the game.
Total points is 40.
I don't think either one of them is going to score a bunch of points. I'm going to take Atlanta and the under.
All right, Falcons and under. Game number 8. The Las Vegas Raiders are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Raiders 8.5 points.
And they're playing against Buffalo? I'm going to take Buffalo for the win. I'm going to take Buffalo for the win.
No, not yet. And the total points is 47.
And I'm going to take Buffalo in the over.
All right. So you think Buffalo's going to win by more than 8.5 points?
Yeah. They're going to win by more than 8. And they're going to win. They're going to beat the heck out of the Raiders.
Out of your Raiders. All right, game number 9, the L.A. Chargers. The L.A. Chargers are playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Titans 3 points.
And they're playing in Tennessee, huh? Okay.
Yep.
I think I'm going to take the Chargers for the win.
All right.
And the total
Chargers
the
for
total
the win.
Point.
Total point.
And
total points is 45.
And I think it'll be under 45 points. Charges for the win, and it'll be under 45 points.
All right, Chargers and under. Game number 10, San Francisco 49ers are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A. And they're giving the Rams 7 points.
The Rams will need a lot more than 7 points to beat the 49ers. So I'm going to take the 49ers for the win because they're going to cover the spread. And what's the total point?
Total points is 45.
I'll take the 49ers and the over.
49ers and over. Game number 11, the New York Giants are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 4.5 points.
And who are the Cardinals playing? The Giants?
The Giants.
The Giants. Ooh. And they're giving the Cardinals 4 points? I'm going to take the Giants over the Cardinals for the 4 points. And what's the total points of the game?
Total points is 39.
And where are they playing? Are they playing in Arizona?
Are
they playing in New York?
In Arizona.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Giants for the win, but it's going to be under. You said 44 points? 34 points.
Total points is 39.
What's the total? 39. It's going to be under 39 points. So it's going to be a low-scoring game. But the Giants will win. I don't think Arizona's going to score at all.
All right, Giants and under. Game number 12, New York Jets. I'm playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Jets 9.5 points.
Wow. Dallas showed out last week, and the Jets, actually, the Jets won last week. I thought they lost, but they won. So, well, I'm going to still take Dallas for the win. Yeah. Yeah, I checked my scorecard, and you said that the Jets won. And I said, no, Buffalo won. But I checked the scores, and Buffalo didn't win. The Jets won, even though Aaron Rodgers didn't play, but the Jets still won. So that means the Jets have a good defense, and they have a pretty good offense. So, okay, so we're saying the Jets are playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, in Dallas.
In Dallas. I'm thinking, how many points
are
they giving
the Jets? And they gave the Jets 9.5 points.
Ooh, that's a lot of points. I'm going to take the Jets and 9 points. So the Jets for the win. And I don't know, what's the total point?
Total points is 38.
38. The Jets for the win, and it should be I think the Jets defense is going to shut Dallas down. So I'm going to take the Jets and the under for the win. I don't think Dallas is going to blow the Jets out like they blew out last week. They blew who they played last week. They blew somebody out. They blew the Giants
Buffalo.
Out last week.
Oh, the Giants, right.
They blew the Giants out. Yeah, so Dallas isn't going to blow out the Jets. The Jets' defense is going to be tough. So, but I'm thinking, I don't know if Dallas is going to win the game. I'm really thinking the Jets are going to win the game because they're on a high right now. They got Aaron Rodgers, even though he's hurt, but they're going to be playing for Aaron because they're still high on the fact that they got Aaron Rodgers. So I think they'll show up against Dallas. But I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think the Jets will win, but it won't be like Dallas beat last week. Dallas won 40-0. I don't think it'll be a blowout like that. I think the Jets will win, and they got 9 points, so they'll win like about by 15 points because they got 9 points. So they're going to win 9 plus whatever other points they can come up with in the game. So it'll be Jets.
So you already said Jets and under. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, it'll be Jets and under the total points. You said the total points is 35, right? 39?
I said the total points is 38, and you said, okay, Jets and under. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No. The Jets are,
what do you have
win
to
the game, you know, cover the spread, but they're going to win under the total points. So they'll win, but they'll win under, you said, 39 points. They'll win under 38 points.
You've already said this. You've already said this more than once. Jets and under.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you have to add?
No. No. Jets and under.
Okay. Moving on to game number 13. The Washington Commanders are playing the Denver Broncos in Denver. And they're giving the Commanders 3.5 points.
And they're playing the Broncos in Denver?
Yep.
I really want Denver to win. But I don't know. They're giving the Commanders 3 points. And the Commanders have a good team. And the Broncos, I don't know. They're still putting their team together. They barely beat the Raiders last week. So I don't have a lot of faith in the Broncos. They lost to the Raiders. Oh, they lost by 1 point. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't have a lot of faith in the Broncos yet. Oh, the Commanders are playing good football. They got a good defense. They got a good offense. If the Broncos could get their offense rolling, they got a good defense. But their offense is kind of shaky. So I'm gonna take my Broncos for the win. And
okay, so this one's 39.
Okay. Broncos and under for the win.
Broncos and under. Game number 14, the Miami Dolphins are playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Patriots 3 points.
No. I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins for the win. So the Patriots can have 3 points. They can have 16 points, but they won't beat the Dolphins. So the Dolphins are winning.
All right.
What's the total point?
Total points is 46.
The Dolphins and the over, they'll be over 46 points.
Dolphins and over. Game number 15. What's that?
No, go ahead.
Game number 15, New Orleans Saints are playing the Carolina Panthers in Carolina, and they're giving the Panthers 3 points.
And they're playing in Carolina?
Yep.
I'm going to take the Saints for the win.
All right. Total points is 40.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Saints and under for the win.
Saints and under. All right. Game number 16, which is next Monday night, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. And they're giving the Steelers 2.5 points.
Steelers need more than 2 points. So I'm going to take Cleveland for the win. And they will total points. They're going to blow Pittsburgh out.
Total points is 38?
Yeah, I'll take Cleveland and the over for the win.
Browns and over. All right.
Yeah.
That's it for week number two.
All right. Let's hope that the NFL plays some good football this weekend. So I can get some wins. All right. I'm on the bottom of the pack here at the horizon. I don't like that. All the girls are ahead of me. Man. The girl that beat me the last couple of, well, she didn't beat me 2 years ago. I won the football that we won for the first place. But she won the jersey, and she won the other games the other couple of years. She's ahead of me now. I got 6 wins, and she has 8 wins. And Kelly has 10 wins. And I'm like, how are these women beating me? I can't stand it. So I got to get some wins now. I'm at the bottom of the
Continue talking.
Oh, I'm just saying that I got these women that are beating me in the football pool here in my complex, and I don't like it. I'm at the bottom, and they're ahead of me. So I got to get some wins now. I can't believe they beat me last week on week number one. So I got to recover. I got to get some wins, and I got to concentrate on the football teams so I know who's playing, because all the teams got new quarterbacks. And I know Marky D is going to call me, and he's going to tell me who got new quarterbacks and what colleges they're from. And I don't want to listen to him about the new quarterbacks, because it's good to know that they come from a good college, but I don't know if his picking of quarterbacks is that good. So, but I know he's going to call me and talk about all the black quarterbacks that have now entered the NFL. And I'm like, well, that's good. Got all these black quarterbacks, but, you know, it's the head coach and the owner of the coach that makes the difference. So, plus, the quarterback's got to have good receivers, and they got to have good running backs to make up a good team. And they got to have a good offensive line for their offense to score. And they have to have a good defensive line to stop the other team's offense. So, you know, they got to put pressure on the quarterback. So I don't know who is going to be playing in the NFL so far. I haven't figured out who the starting offense and the starting defensive players are. So I got to give the football season time to break in. So once I figure out who's running the teams and how the quarterbacks are running the teams and how the defensive players are playing good, then I'll be able to pick winners and I'll be able to go down the line and say, yes, this team will beat this team, this team will beat this team, this team will beat this team. Right now I'm just going on my predictions for the teams that played good last season. So depends on where they ended up last season, how I'm predicting them to end up this season. So that's how I'm picking the games right now. Okay. Do we need to go over Major League Baseball? That's next up, right?
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
All right.
All right. Major League Baseball.
All right. Well, we went over all the teams that were in first place yesterday. Did any of the teams change position? Did the second place teams win and now they're in first place? Any changes?
No.
In the standing?
No. No changes in the standings since we went over them yesterday. Nope.
Okay. Well.
Oh.
Did anybody
except in the American
play?
League West. In the American League West,
okay.
The Houston Astros are back on top, and the Texas Rangers are in second place now. And the Mariners are in third place. I think a couple of days ago, the Mariners were on top. So that's different. But everything else is pretty much the same.
Okay. The Braves are still in first place in the National League East?
Yep, by a lot of points.
Okay, and the Dodgers are
like
still way up in the National League, the National League West.
Yeah, they're up. They're up by 12 wins. So yeah, they've got a significant lead in the National League West. As do the Brewers in the National League Central. They have 82 wins, and in second place, it's the Cubs with 78 wins. So there, that's a good lead. Good enough. Four games, four wins. Other than that, not a whole lot has changed.
Okay. Nothing's changed in the American League either, huh? Nothing in the Central Division.
No.
Or in the Western Conference, nothing in the Eastern Conference.
No.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Major League Baseball's running out of constant schedule. but we don't need to worry about Major League Baseball until the month of October. So there's no playoff getting ready to happen in the Major League. So that's G Money Sports Report for the WNBA, the NFL, and the Major League Baseball. All right, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out.
Thank you. okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes I want to share with you. And they go like this. There were 3 men that were working on a high-rise building. They were putting windows in up on the 55th floor of this high-rise. And they stopped to take a lunch break. And the Italian guy opened his lunch up, and he said if he got lasagna for lunch, he's going to throw himself off the building, because he told his wife he wanted anything but lasagna. So he opened his lunch, and he had lasagna for lunch. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then there was a Spanish guy that was sitting on the edge of the building, and he said, he asked his wife to give him anything but tacos and burritos. He wanted some other kind of Spanish food to eat. And he said if he doesn't get that, he's going to throw himself off the building and kill himself. And he looked in his lunch pail, and he had burritos and tacos. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then there was a Polish guy that was sitting at the end of the ledge, and he thought to himself, well, if I got a Polish sausage for lunch, I'm going to kill myself. And he looked in his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage. So he jumped off the building and killed himself. So since all three men worked together and they all died together, they had their funeral at the same time. And the women were in the funeral, and they were crying. And the Italian wife was crying and saying, I'm so upset. I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. I just can't believe he did that. Oh, I miss my husband so much. I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. And then she was crying, and then the Spanish lady was crying. And she said, I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. I can't believe he did that. He has so many kids that he has to take care of. And I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. Oh, I miss my husband so much. And the Polish wife was standing up there, and she was crying over her husband. But they asked her, is she upset that he killed himself over his lunch? And she says, no, I'm not upset that he killed himself over his lunch, because I know he fixed his own lunch. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a man speeding on the highway. And he was speeding on the freeway, and he passed the highway patrol officer that was sitting off to the side. And the highway patrol officer was eating his lunch, and he was sitting behind a freeway billboard. And he saw the man speed by on his freeway, and he said, hey, wait a minute. I can't have nobody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up, he rolled his sandwich up, and put it back in his lunch bag, and he took off in pursuit of the speeder that was speeding on his highway. And while he was chasing him down, he thought to himself, I'm going to catch this guy, and I'm going to find out why he's speeding on my highway. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he was chasing the man down, and he turned the siren on, and he flagged the man down. And then the man pulled over, and the highway patrol got out of his car, and he walked up to the man that was speeding in his car. And he asked the man, he said, why are you speeding? And the man said, well, when I was driving down the freeway, I saw the highway patrol officer parked on the side of the freeway. And it reminded me of my wife. My wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. And I was thinking about her. And then I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw you turned on your red light, and you were tracking me down. And I thought, oh, no, He's trying to catch up with me because he wants to give my wife back. Woo! I'm J Money. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was some soldiers that were in boot camp, and they had come back from a 5-mile full pad hike. And they got back to the camp, and they went to the shooting range, and they were shooting their pistols at the targets on the shooting range. And then after they finished the shooting range, they were crawling on the ground under live ammunition. And they crawled under the live ammunition for a while. And then when they finished crawling under live ammunition, then they climbed a 10-foot brick wall. And they climbed the wall and they came down on the other side. And when they finished the wall climbing maneuver, then they walked to the building for the mess hall where they eat lunch. And so they lined up for lunch, and they walked in, and they got their lunch, and they had soup for lunch, and they got their bowls of soup, and they sat down at a table, and they were eating their lunch. And as they finished their lunch, they walked to the mess hall kitchen to turn their plates in so the soldiers that were doing KP could wash their bowl and wash the pot that produced the soup. And then the soldiers in the KP in the kitchen, they got the big bowl, the pot, the 25-gallon pot that they had cooked the lunch in, the soup, and they were, two men were carrying the pot out the back door. And they got to the back door, and the colonel was walking in the back door, and he stopped them at the back door, and he asked them, "What's in the pot?" And they said, "Soup, sir." And the colonel said, "Get me a spoon. Let me taste the soup." So one of the soldiers went over to the drawer and pulled out a big spoon and came and gave it to the colonel. And the colonel stuck the spoon in the pot. And he put the spoon in his mouth. And he spit it out. He said, "Oh, that's awful. That's the worst tasting soup I've ever had. Oh, my God. What do you call that soup, soldiers?" And they said, "It's called dishwater, sir." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. The roof. The roof, is on the wall. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker, burn. The roaches are on the wall. We don't need no rain. Let those little suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers, crawl. Woo! You know, I taught sixth grade core. And the first day of class, I had black kids and white kids. I had Spanish kids. And I had Asian kids. And I had Indian kids. But I had to make sure they could all speak English. So I asked them, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up and I said, "Michael, did you hear what I said?" And he said, "Yeah, you said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I wanted you. Oh, hey, teacher, I wanted you to know that I understood what you're saying, but I didn't want you to be standing by yourself. Woo, I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, it's time for me to share a story that I told for the listening audience. So sit back, put your head back, put your feet up, and relax as we share the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ, Papa D, are you ready to share the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And if so, we'll play the story.
G-Money went into the school district as a substitute teacher, and he had to discipline one of the students. Yep, he had a student that got totally disrespectful, so he had to check him. He had to slam him into the desk and slam him on the table and run him down the table and tossed him into the wall. I mean, this kid would just not shut up. He wanted to call G-Money all kind of names, all kind of bad words and stuff. And I said, I told him, you know, G-Money said, man, you think you're grown? You think you're a man? So he had to check him. And then after he started boo-hooing and crying, he said, man, what's wrong? You were a man a minute ago. So what you crying for now? And the dude just sat up there and weeped. And G-Money stood him up and walked him to his desk and slammed him in his desk and said, you stay there and you don't move until I tell you to move. See, that's how G-Money handled his classroom situation. But the kids all respected him for being in control like that. So the girls that this guy had walked out the classroom with, they went and told the principal, and the principal sent the security, the school police, to the lunchroom to talk to G-Money. And the school police was a friend of G-Money's. So when he came in to talk to him, it wasn't no drama. He just told him, he said, hey, man, this principal don't get along with men teachers. And you're like the only man teacher at the school, so you need to watch this woman because she's going to try to get you fired from you jumping on one of her students because she thinks she's the general because you're at General Benjamin Davis Middle School and she's the principal. So she thinks she's the only one that can chastise any students. So I was like, I talked to G-Money, and I said, man, what you think about that? He said, man, I just do what I had to do to get control of the classroom. So he said, he told the school police, he said, yeah, man, I'll go talk to this principal. And the school police said, tell her that he tried to attack you and you had to defend yourself. That will get you off the hook. So she won't be able to fire you because you were defending yourself. So G-Money said, oh, all right, thank you for the info. And he finished his lunch. And then after lunch, the principal sent notice for him to come to the office because she wanted to talk to him. So he walked into the office, and she gave him a bunch of lip about chastising her students at her school, and she was the only one that was supposed to chastise any students. And G-Money told me, said, hey, well, that male student was a totally out of line. So I had to put him in his place. Plus, it's my classroom. I have to get respect and get order in my classroom in order to be able to teach. I need to have the discipline. She said, yeah, I understand that, but I don't want you to go back to the classroom today. And she called the district office and reported G-Money. So G-Money was sitting in the principal's office, not in her personal office, but in the office where the secretaries were and the counselors were. He was sitting in the office, and he was talking to the secretaries. And the secretary was telling him that this principal likes to lie on her attendance sheets so she could get big respect from the district. And she told G-Money that this principal had been turning in roll sheets that were inaccurate. And that's how she was getting big respect in the district, because she had like 98% attendance at her school, which wasn't really true because she was suspending kids all the time, because teachers were sending kids to the office and were suspending kids all the time. But she didn't report the kids being suspended. She had her secretaries reporting that the kids were present and accounted for every day of the week. So the secretary was telling me that. And I was like, okay, well, G-Money, what are we going to do? So G-Money says, well, I can't go back into the classroom. I got to go to the district office. So she sent him to the district office, but he was still getting paid every day as a substitute. So the district office would just pay his timesheet, sign his timesheet, and he would get paid. So he showed up at the district office every morning at 8 o'clock like he was reporting to class, and he just sat around the district. Sat in the office with the secretaries, talking with the back office people, the clerks, and just really doing nothing, just kind of discussing the situation with the students in the school district. And, you know, everybody had comments about different schools and different situations that were going on at the school, and he was just adding his 5 cents to the conversation, because he had worked at all the schools in the district. He had worked all the high schools. It was 3 high schools. And he had worked at all the middle schools, and it was 8 middle schools. So he was taking assignments on all of the schools when the teachers were out. A lot of the teachers would even call him to come in and take over their class, because they knew that he would come in and he would get order and he would take care of the business in the classroom. So he was real popular among a lot of the teachers. And he was good with most of the principals. Most of the principals understood if he had to jump on somebody, then, you know, that's what he had to do. Because he went in as a disciplinarian. He was taking charge. When he took his class over, he was going in saying, hey, this is my class, and you do what I say do, because it's either my way or the highway. And I have, G-Money had a big sign on the wall, on his poster board. It says, Mr. G's property, my way or the highway. And he emphasized that. He let the kids know, I'm Mr. G, and this is my property. This is my classroom. I run the show here. So if you want to do something outside of what's
going on in this classroom. Well, I'm putting you out. And when I put you out, I'm going to call your mom. I'm going to call your dad. I'm going to call your parents. I'm not going to just send you to the principal. Because, see, G-Money found out that talking to the principal didn't always do the job. Because the principals were, like, trying to keep all the kids in school so they could get props for having good attendance. And when G-Money found out that the principals were lying on the roll sheet and they were suspending kids for misbehaving, he said, oh, I got to take things into my own hands. I got to be the disciplinarian. So he went into schools and he was regulating. And that's how he got his reputation in Compton Unified School District.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support. And we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So, I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of minutes to share with you. I got a couple more jokes I want to share with you. There was a man riding on the freeway, and his wife called him on the cell phone and told him that she was watching the news, and she saw that they had some people riding the wrong way on the freeway. And she told her husband that he needs to be careful and needs to watch out for people driving the wrong way on the freeway. And he said, okay, baby, thank you for the information. I will be careful, and I will be looking out for people driving the wrong way on the freeway. And he hung up the phone, and he was driving on the freeway, and he looked up, and he saw about 500 cars coming toward him, riding the wrong way on the freeway. And he said, oh, my God, it's not one car, but it's hundreds of cars driving the wrong way on the freeway. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, let me get a time check from my engineer to see what time it is. So, DJ, pop it.
10 minutes before five.
What time is it?
4:49. 4:49.
Oh, okay. Well, it's time to shut the show down.
It's time. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on the radio show. So tell all your friends, tell everybody around the world that we need you to go to Cash App and make a contribution. Go to the Pimp Comic, the username, the Pimp Comic, and make a contribution to the project because we need the money to pay the bills. So as I leave today, I want to say, I want to acknowledge the birthdays for everybody that's celebrating their birthday this month. All the Virgos are still in line to celebrate their birthdays, and we know that we have some friends that are Virgos, and they're really interesting people, to say the least. So we want to acknowledge all of the fans, friends, fans, and fan club members that are following the radio show and that are celebrating their birthday this today, this month. So DJ Papa D, do you have some birthdays that we can acknowledge on our way out the door?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. September 14th, 2023. Happy birthday to LaTanya Dawson. Happy birthday to Shakita Andrews Higgins. Happy birthday, Margaret Thompson. Happy birthday, G. Marty Jr. Happy birthday, Anna Blackman. Happy birthday to Oral Chadwick. Happy birthday to Joyce P. Stevens. Happy birthday, Crandall Shumpert. Happy birthday, Cheryl D. Cummings Spikes. Happy birthday, Courtney R. N. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mortimer Harris. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, September 14th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody. And I want to say may God bless you with all of his goodness and his glory. May he look out after you with the supreme being that he is. And without further ado, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. 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 And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with all of his ever-loving love and graciousness and kindness around the world. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. left. I don't feel. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us. on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.